Welcome to the sprawl. Connection established.
Welcome back to Secure by Design. I'm Pax, and today we're tackling something that should keep every CISO awake at night: AI vendor risk. Not the theoretical kind, the real, contract-level, board-reporting kind that determines whether you're still employed next year. Your traditional vendor questionnaire is useless here, and I'm going to tell you exactly why. The board-level stakes, why AI vendor risk, is different. Let me be direct. AI vendor risk isn't just another checkbox in your third-party risk program. It's fundamentally different, and if your board doesn't understand this distinction, you're already exposed. Traditional vendor risk focuses on data handling, uptime guarantees, and compliance certifications. AI vendors introduce something far more insidious. They ship you executable logic that makes decisions, and you often can't see inside the box. According to Gartner's 2025 AI Adoption Survey, 67% of enterprises now use AI components from third-party vendors in customer-facing applications. 1. Yet IBM's Cost of a Data Breach Report 2025 found that breaches involving AI systems cost an average of $5.2 million, 23% higher than traditional application breaches. 2. The SEC's 2024 guidance on AI disclosure requirements means material AI failures can trigger disclosure obligations. 3. Translation: your AI vendor's security posture is now a board-level concern. Here's what keeps me up at night. Model supply chains are opaque by design. When you procure a large language model or a fraud detection system, you're inheriting training data provenance issues, potential backdoors in model weights, and behavioral characteristics that may not manifest until production. The MITRE ATLAS framework documents over 40 distinct attack techniques specific to AI systems. 4. Your traditional vendor questionnaire covers approximately zero of them. The regulatory landscape is tightening rapidly. The EU AI Act's high-risk classification requirements demand documented risk assessments for AI systems in hiring, lending, and healthcare. 5. NIST's AI risk management framework provides voluntary guidance, but expect it to become the de facto standard for federal contractors. 6. The question isn't whether you need AI-specific vendor governance. It's whether you'll build it proactively or reactively after an incident. Here's my take on this. AI vendors ship executable logic that makes decisions inside your environment. Your traditional vendor questionnaire covers exactly zero of the 40-plus AI-specific attack techniques. The non-negotiable security requirements checklist. After 25 years in this industry, I've learned that vendor negotiations reveal character. A vendor who bristles at security questions is telling you something important. Here's what you must demand, in writing, in the contract, with audit rights attached: model provenance and training data attestation. Where did the training data come from? Is it licensed properly? Does it contain PII from jurisdictions with data residency requirements? The OWASP LLM Top 10 identifies training data poisoning as the third most critical vulnerability in large language model deployments. 7. You need attestations, not assurances. Model versioning and change management transparency. When vendors update models, do you get notification? Do you have rollback rights? In 2024, a major conversational AI vendor pushed a model update that changed response patterns in ways that triggered compliance violations for financial services clients. No advance notice. Demand a minimum 30-day notification window for material model changes. Diagram shown in the article, Adversarial Robustness Testing Evidence. Has the vendor tested against prompt injection, jailbreaking, and adversarial inputs? Request their red team reports. If they don't have them, they haven't done the work. NIST's AI RMF map function specifically calls for adversarial testing as part of responsible AI deployment. 6. Inference logging and audit trail capabilities. Can you reconstruct what the model was asked and how it responded? For regulated industries, this isn't optional. GDPR's Article 22 right to explanation requires meaningful information about the logic involved in automated decisions. 8. Data isolation guarantees. Is your data used to improve the vendor's model? Is it commingled with other customers' data during inference? Get explicit contractual language on data segregation and model training opt-out. Here's my take on this. A vendor who bristles at security questions is telling you something important. Demand provenance attestations, adversarial testing evidence, and model change notification rights in writing. Technical due diligence. Questions vendors hate answering. Here's where we separate the mature vendors from the startups pretending to have enterprise-grade security. These questions are uncomfortable because they expose gaps. Ask them anyway. Question 1. What is your model's attack surface, and how do you monitor it? Legitimate vendors can articulate their threat model. They know where prompt injection could occur, where data exfiltration is possible, and what controls exist at each point. If they respond with blank stares, move on. Question 2. How do you detect and respond to model drift? Models degrade over time as real-world data distributions shift from training data. This isn't hypothetical. Microsoft documented significant accuracy degradation in production models within months of deployment. 9 vendors should have statistical monitoring dashboards they can show you. Question 3. Describe your incident response process for AI-specific attacks. Traditional IR playbooks don't cover prompt injection exploitation or training data extraction attacks. The vendor should have documented runbooks for scenarios like a user successfully jailbreaks the model in production. The model begins generating hallucinated but plausible-sounding sensitive data. Adversarial inputs cause the model to behave erratically. Code example shown in the article. Question 4. What third-party components are embedded in your model pipeline? AI supply chains are deep. A vendor might use Hugging Face models, tokenizers from various sources, and inference frameworks with their own vulnerabilities. CV 2024-3568 demonstrated how a malicious pickle file in a model repository could achieve remote code execution. 10. Demand an AI-specific software bill of materials. Here's my take on this. If your vendor can't articulate their model's attack surface or show you drift monitoring dashboards, they're operating on hope, not security engineering. Contractual protections, the clauses that actually matter. Your legal team handles vendor contracts daily, but AI contracts need specific provisions they've probably never considered. Here's what I insist on, and what I've walked away from deals over. Right to audit clause with AI-specific scope. Standard audit rights typically cover data handling and security controls. Extend this explicitly to model behavior testing. You need the contractual right to run your own adversarial tests against the vendor's system or to require the vendor to run tests you specify. The Cloud Security Alliance's AI Safety Initiative recommends annual third-party AI security assessments. 11. Diagram shown in the article, Model Change Notification and Approval Requirements. Insert language requiring written notice before any material changes to model architecture, training data, or behavioral characteristics. Define material explicitly. Don't leave it to the vendor's interpretation. Include your right to terminate without penalty if you reject a proposed change. Liability allocation for AI-generated outputs. This is the clause vendors fight hardest. If their model generates discriminatory hiring recommendations, defamatory content, or incorrect medical information, who bears the liability? The default answer in most contracts is you. Push back. At minimum, negotiate shared liability with caps that reflect the actual risk. Data use restrictions with teeth. Many AI vendors bury language allowing them to use your data to improve their models. This creates both competitive and compliance risks. Demand explicit opt-out rights, and require the vendor to demonstrate technical controls preventing your data from entering training pipelines. Reference emerging standards like IEEE's P7000 series on ethical AI. 12. Incident notification with AI-specific triggers. Standard breach notification clauses cover unauthorized access. Add triggers for discovery of training data contamination affecting your deployment, successful adversarial attacks against the model, significant accuracy degradation detected in production. Require notification within 24 hours, not the 72 hours that's become standard. Here's my take on this. The liability clause for AI-generated outputs is where vendors fight hardest. If their model makes discriminatory decisions, the default answer in most contracts is that you bear the cost. Building your AI vendor risk assessment framework. Stop trying to force AI vendors into your existing third-party risk management framework. It doesn't fit, and you'll create false assurance. Here's how to build a dedicated AI vendor risk program that actually works. Tier your AI vendors by decision impact. Not all AI carries equal risk. A content recommendation engine differs fundamentally from an AI system making credit decisions. The EU AI Act's tiering approach, unacceptable, high risk, limited, and minimal, provides a useful starting framework. 5. High-risk vendors require annual on-site assessments and continuous monitoring. Lower-tier vendors can follow standard questionnaire-based processes. Diagram shown in the article. Establish baseline technical controls. Create a control framework map to MITRE Atlas and the OWASP LLM Top 10. For each control, define what good looks like and what evidence you'll accept. This becomes your standardized assessment rubric across all AI vendors. Implement continuous monitoring, not point-in-time assessments. AI systems change constantly. Annual assessments miss model updates, training refreshes, and behavioral drift. Require API-based access to vendor monitoring dashboards where feasible. For critical vendors, consider deploying your own monitoring wrappers around their APIs to detect behavioral changes. Create an AI-specific exit strategy. What happens when you need to terminate an AI vendor relationship? Can you export model fine-tuning you've done? How quickly can you migrate to an alternative? Document these scenarios before you're in crisis mode. The average enterprise takes 9 months to fully disentangle from a complex SaaS vendor. AI vendors often take longer. 13. Budget appropriately. AI vendor risk management isn't cheap. Expect to spend 2-3x what you'd allocate for equivalent traditional software vendors. This covers specialized assessments, adversarial testing services, and the legal expertise needed for AI-specific contract negotiation. Present this to the board as risk reduction investment, not overhead. Here's my take on this. Stop forcing AI vendors into your existing third-party risk framework. Tier them by decision impact. Map controls to Atlas and OWASP LLM Top 10, and budget 2-3 times what you'd spend on traditional software vendors. The CISO's action plan. First 90 days. Strategy without execution is just PowerPoint. Here's your concrete action plan for the next quarter. Days 1-30, discovery and inventory. You can't secure what you don't know exists. Conduct a comprehensive inventory of AI components in your environment, both sanctioned and shadow AI. Survey business units directly. Your procurement records will miss at least 40% of AI usage. Classify each by decision impact and data sensitivity. Days 31-60, gap assessment and prioritization. Map your current vendor contracts against the requirements we've discussed. You'll find gaps, probably significant ones. Prioritize remediation by risk tier. High-risk vendors with critical gaps become immediate contract renegotiation targets. Document everything for board reporting. Days 61-90, policy and process implementation. Formalize your AI vendor risk management program. Create intake processes that route AI vendor requests through specialized review. Train your procurement and legal teams on AI-specific contract requirements. Establish a cross-functional AI governance committee with teeth, real authority to reject vendors who don't meet standards. Ongoing, build relationships with AI security specialists. This field moves fast. Your team can't maintain cutting-edge expertise in AI security while handling everything else on their plate. Identify external partners who can provide adversarial testing, contract review, and incident response support specific to AI systems. Build these relationships before you need them urgently. The uncomfortable truth is this. Most organizations are already running AI systems they don't fully understand, from vendors they haven't properly vetted, under contracts that don't protect them. Every day, without an AI-specific vendor risk program, is accumulated technical debt with compounding interest. The breach that takes down a CISO's career in 2026 will likely trace back to an AI vendor nobody properly assessed. Don't be that CISO. Start today. Here's my take on this. Your procurement records miss at least 40% of AI usage in your organization. Shadow AI is the risk you can't see, but will absolutely be held accountable for. Before I wrap up, let me give you my top takeaways from today's deep dive. Takeaway 1. AI vendors ship executable decision-making logic. Traditional vendor questionnaires miss 40+ AI-specific attack techniques documented in MITRE Atlas. Takeaway 2. Demand model provenance attestation, adversarial testing reports, and 30-day notification windows for material model changes in every AI contract. Takeaway 3. Negotiate shared liability for AI-generated outputs and explicit data use restrictions with technical enforcement mechanisms. Takeaway 4. Tier AI vendors by decision impact using EU AI Act classifications. High-risk vendors require annual on-site assessments and continuous monitoring. Takeaway 5. Budget 2-3x traditional software vendor assessment costs and conduct a shadow AI inventory immediately. Your procurement records miss significant AI usage. Look, I've been doing this for 25 years, and AI vendor risk is genuinely different. These aren't just tools. They're decision-making systems you can't see inside, from vendors who often can't explain what their models actually learned. The good news? You now have a playbook. The bad news? Every day without action is accumulated risk. If you found value in today's episode, I'd ask you to consider donating whatever you can to keep Secure by Design running. Visit securebydesign.com. That's design with AZ at securebydesign.com. Until next time, stay vigilant, stay secure.
Welcome to the sprawl. Connection established.